our first Advent candle, Nadia, lit with wild hope. Let's join her with this litany. God is singing wild hope, so we light a candle for hope. Please pray with me. O God, it turns out you've been singing hope all along. The melody of wild hope has never gone silent. The rhythm of wild hope beats on. The cadence of wild hope reverberates because your divine heart continues to love this world. You've been singing all along, even when our ears couldn't hear because our eyes see such despair. You've been singing all along, even when our bodies can't dance because our wounds are so raw. You've been singing all along, so the song was there when an ear was ready to hear and when a body was ready to heal. Oh God, that gift of grace and mercy is stunning, and we breathe in deep gratitude. You will keep singing, making a way for justice and accountability to be upheld on behalf of Ahmaud Arbery's family. Making a way for hope to emerge where nations are raging. Making a way for the global collective will to work on behalf of the health of the earth. You will keep singing over Sarah Wengert as she receives care from hospice, over Alice and Dennis Risser as they grieve the death of Alice's sister-in-law and release her into your eternal care, and over each one of us in this congregation, letting your song move towards our deepest places of need. You will keep singing. And this Advent, O God, we intend to join you so that wild hope is heard in the streets of Goshen, that wild hope is heard in our families, and that wild hope literally spills into this world. Thanks be to you, O God, that the melody of wild hope has never gone silent. The rhythm of wild hope beats on, and the cadence of wild hope reverberates because your divine heart continues to love this world now and forever. Amen.
Our Father, Savior comes, the Savior promised on. And now, may the God who sang over the stars at the creation of the world, may this God sing and rejoice over you, renewing you in love, grounding you in hope, guiding you in peace. Amen.